Good morning. Welcome. Wednesday of AirVenture Oshkosh 2018. Hard to believe we're on day three already, but we are. And for those of you counting, that means three, that means four more. So we're still in good shape. And this is From the Stand, live from the Ron Scott Communications Center. And the program today is sponsored by the Commemorative Air Force. CAF's mission is education so that generations of Americans will value and support the contributions of military aviation in assuring our nation's freedom. You can visit CAF's website, commemorativeairforce.org, for more information. This morning, we're going to welcome Jeff Bourbon. He'll talk about flying the Yak-110. The Aeroshell Aerobatic Team also drops by. And we will preview some of the activities going on at Women Venture with Heather Penny. But right now, joining me is Morty Lloyd of Mission Aviation Fellowship. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Great to be with you this morning.
We were talking before we went on the air. You've been around here a few times, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been coming to Air Venture now for about 30 years, and I used to call it the Mancation, but now I come to work with MAF, and it's a pleasure. It's always great to be here and great to be with friends.
Tell us, what is Mission Aviation Fellowship?
Mission Aviation Fellowship is the world's largest and oldest mission aviation organization. We're 73 years old. We were started in 1945 by a lady named Betty Green. Betty Green was a WASP pilot back in World War II, and she really felt during the war that there was a place for aircraft on the mission field. So after the war, Betty began to incorporate aircraft on the mission field. She was our very first pilot. She flew a Waco cabin class biplane, and Betty flew the Waco in Mexico, and from Mexico we expanded throughout Central and South America.
Excellent. Since that time, the organization has continued to grow. How many people are volunteering with you now?
We have, in terms of overall employees, about 500 employees throughout the world.
Right.
We are MAF US. Mm-hmm. We have 47 aircraft all over the world, 15 different countries around the world. We serve the world's most isolated people. So we serve in very remote countries like Mozambique, the Congo, Haiti, a number of places throughout the world where there is not adequate air service, where people live in remote regions, and we provide support through aviation to help those folks.
So you're always looking to recruit some new pilots?
We are. We are. And we have a display here at AirVenture. In the missions section, we have our Kodiak 100 there, and we have recruiters there. We would love to talk to individuals who feel called to serve on the mission field, because all of our pilots are missionaries. And so we serve around the world. We're constantly recruiting new pilots, and we look forward to talking to some young folks here at AirVenture who may feel such a calling.
Excellent. What have been some of the challenges throughout the history of the organization as far as dealing with some of these remote locations and sometimes less than friendly governments?
That's true. The governments throughout the world have always presented various challenges.
Right.
But safety is an ongoing issue, and we try to protect our staff from threats out there. We serve in nations that, again, aren't real friendly to Westerners as well as to Christianity. We partner with those governments. We work with them. We provide aerial support. We work with local churches. So we'll bring missionaries in, mission teams, do a lot of medical evacuations. We do support for remote regions and parts of the world that are afflicted by earthquakes and natural disasters. When the tsunami hit Western Indonesia, MAF was right there. We were invited by the government to go into Aceh, an area that was hostile to Christianity. And but through the love of Jesus and us bringing food and medical teams and medical support and doing medical evacuations and providing housing, they got to see that we really care, that we love the people and we're there to help them. So from that very small start became something so much larger, where we were invited by the government to stay. And the people came to embrace us in the work that MAF does around the world.
We're talking with Morty Lloyd from Mission Aviation Fellowship. and a longtime AirVenture attendee. And so when did you make the cutover from the mancation to actually working? How long have you been with MAF?
Well, I've been with MAF for 6 years now, okay. And I absolutely love the organization. I love the people. I love the mission. Because I tell people, when you can combine Jesus and airplanes, man, it doesn't get any cooler than that. It is awesome. So I love what we do. And we just bless lives. We strengthen communities. It is amazing to see the tool that the airplane really is in a very remote, isolated part of the world, because we serve airstrips. Many of our airstrips are 800 to 1,000 feet. Well, we can take a 206 or a Kodiak into those very, very short airstrips. We serve airstrips that have an elevation of 13,000 feet. We fly in jungles. We have aircraft. Matter of fact, we have our newest aircraft here at AirVenture. We have a brand new caravan on floats that is at the that our president, David Holston, is helping dedicate right now. Whip Air is celebrating their 1,000th set of these floats, and it's on our airplane. And so we're going to be taking that airplane to Indonesia, and we're going to be serving some villages that are in very, very desolate areas. And it's replacing one of our oldest airplanes. The airplane that it is replacing has over 20,500 flight hours.
Wow.
One of our earliest caravans. So our airplanes live a very hard life. They serve in hard places, and they fly 6-7 days a week. And they don't have the luxury of these beautiful concrete or asphalt runways. They just get beat up on dirt and gravel, and they do a great job.
And they're serving the mission.
Absolutely. They're serving the mission well.
What are you looking for in pilots? Obviously, people who have relatively high time pilots and experience or not?
We're looking for an individual that feels called by God to go serve on the mission field. We are looking for someone who has all of their ratings, preferably someone with an ANP as well as a commercial ticket. Because when the airplane breaks in the jungle, you gotta fix it. So we're looking for individuals that, again, feel called, who have their ratings. And what we do in at our headquarters in Nampa, Idaho, is we take a really good pilot and we make them a whole lot better. So we're more of like a finishing school.
Okay.
They come to us for 2 months, and we teach them how to land up in the mountains. We teach them how to land in the desert. We teach them how to land on an 800-foot airstrip in a turbine Kodiak. So it's amazing to see what we do in Idaho. And we would invite everyone, come visit us in Nampa, Idaho, outside Boise. Come be a part of Mission Aviation Fellowship. We're constantly looking for supporters, financial supporters, because truthfully, our financial supporters are as important as our pilots, because without the financial support, the airplanes don't fly. And we've got a lot of people here at AirVenture who are MAF supporters. We had a president's luncheon. David Holster, our new president, came, and we had a luncheon yesterday. And we thanked our supporters. We had about 80 folks there at the luncheon who are here and just enjoying this great week of AirVenture.
How is the Mission Aviation Fellowship organized? You said you have a staff, board of directors, or volunteers?
We do. We have a board of directors. We have a staff of about 125 folks in Nampa, Idaho, who really serve as the epicenter of what we're doing around the world. And they coordinate various aspects of helping support our missionaries out on the field. So we have a board of directors, we have a staff there in Nampa. I'm a development officer, so I represent MAF in the lower half of the United States. I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I represent MAF from Colorado to the Carolinas. So as I like to say, I've got the nice warm states, and I had a great time visiting with you, Steve, in Dallas. We had a great event at CAF headquarters a couple of months ago. Thank you for your support. Are just absolutely stellar. We love the CAF.
Well, thank you for that. And we loved hosting you as well. Your group, everybody who came in, was just a joy to work with. And it is – when you say there's a calling there, everyone there was there because they wanted to be. Very similar to what you would encounter here at AirVenture. Everybody's here because they want to be here. They want to be a part of it. With your pilot missionaries, do they serve certain lengths of term overseas?
They do. They once they finish their standardization training, they go overseas. Their first year, they spend in language school learning whatever language they need to learn.
Right.
And then years two through three and a half, they began to, they go into a foreign country, and even though they've got their commercial ticket here in the U.S., they've got to earn these ratings in these foreign nations.
Sure.
So they've got to do their written exams, their oral exams, their flight exams, all in that native language. So once they get on board and began to learn the terrain as well, then they began to fly missions. At about the three-and-a-half-year part, they come back, raise more support, and go back out on the field.
Excellent. Marty, great to have you here. Tell us where folks can find out more information here, not only on the field, but also if they're listening at home.
If they're listening at home, www.maf.org. Please go on our website, learn more about us. If you're here at AirVenture, close to the main entrance is the Missions Aviation section, fairly close to the bus park. But go look for the Kodiak, the red, okay, white, and blue MAF Kodiak. Also, we have our amphib caravan over at the Whip Air display. We've got staff at both locations. We'd love to talk to folks here.
Thank you. Marty Lloyd with Mission Aviation Fellowship. If you're on the field, stop by and see them. Find out more about their very, very wonderful program. This is From the Stand, and you're listening to EIA Radio.